We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and joined here on this next segment is Manhattan Catholic Schools feature date on In Focus. Scott Holshoff, the principal there, joins us. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. The holidays are upon us, and love this time of year.
I do too. It's my favorite time of year. It's Advent season. We're preparing for Christmas, and so we've had lots going on.
Wait, and I want to start the parade last Friday.
Yes.
You guys got a nice award.
We did. At the Christmas parade, we were voted best youth float, and our sixth graders, it's one of their projects they do every year. And, of course, a summer program, we leased two buses, and they decorated one of those buses up for the parade. It was pretty bright.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was one of the best in the whole parade, and so it was well lit and a lot of lights on there.
There was.
Well, that's really cool. What else are you guys doing here around the holidays?
Oh, gee. Well, our student council, led by Jenna Rook, our new counselor this year, every year we have Advent projects that we try to help the needy. So this year we decided that we asked Catholic Charities if they had families that were in need for Christmas, and they usually do. So we adopted four families from Catholic Charities, and our parents and kids did a fantastic job of purchasing gifts for those families. We had 288 gifts for four families. And we took them down to Catholic Charities Tuesday to be distributed for Christmas. Another project that we did is we purchased stocking caps, gloves, and socks for the Annunciation House in El Paso, Texas. Chris Davis is an MCS grad, and he is down there. He's becoming a priest, and he is going to distribute those to the needy in Juarez, Mexico. And so we had, I think, 90-some items to send to him for that as well. So our families are very good about these projects that we feel are very important for the community in Manhattan and elsewhere as well.
Well, that's so great. Obviously, giving back to your community here, yes. But you know, there folks might not know a lot about the conditions down there in Juarez, Mexico.
Right.
Isn't that a border city?
It is. It's right across the border from El Paso, the Annunciation House does a lot of work for the homeless and needy down there as well.
Well, great. Well, and one of the things about giving back, you know, is obviously you get to make some families very, very happy.
Yes.
But the children get a lot out of this as well, learning to give back.
Giving is more important than receiving, and that's what we've learned in our faith. And we try to educate our youth, and the families do a fantastic job with that, and we just reinforce what's taught at home.
Well, that's so great to hear. And I see that on your Facebook page you actually have the video of them loading up the bus. And with all the presents, it's so neat to see that.
It is. They got a lot out of it. I think our kids are just wonderful. They come up with a lot of neat ideas.
Well, it is the Christmas season, and we just heard some holiday music. Are you guys have any concerts coming up?
Well, we had our K-4 music program Tuesday, and we have our 5-8 program next Tuesday. And so Mrs. Wimmer, our music coordinator, she's done a great job with the kids. It was a fun night Tuesday, and we look forward to the band on Tuesday. But we also got good news this week. We had a state qualifier for the choir, and Addison Crouch has been elected as a state choir member. So to achieve that is fantastic. And then Madison Dawson, she wasn't assigned as an alternate to the choir. So two state qualifiers, basically, for us. And then Aiden Lewandowski was a regional qualifier for band. He plays the timpani, and he qualified for that. And then Michaela Machen and Zoe Schumacher made regional honor choir. So A lot of good things going on in the music program. And just had to give a shout out to those kids for their achievements. They've done very well.
Yeah, sounds like it. Good, nice shout outs to those kids. As far as the break, when do you guys have your last day of classes?
We go to school until next Friday, the 20th, and then we get out until January 6th.
Okay, so similar to a lot of the districts around here.
Yeah, when we do our calendars, we have most of our kids go to Manhattan High, and then you have K-State, so we try to arrange our calendar around both of those as well. Oh. Try to keep it pretty similar.
Well, it's a time of year that a lot of people look forward to. And what about for you as a principal? Is that a time for you to hit the reset button too?
It is. All teachers and myself. It's a great profession, but we need our downtime as well. people think that we go to school and we're there 6-7 hours a day and that's it. No, they have to lesson plan, then they have to grade, and then they have to post. And during the school year, administrators are in, at school 12 to 15 hours a day, especially with sports going on. So they make for long days.
Mm-hmm. So
we have to refresh too.
Sure. Again, we're talking with Scott Holshoff, principal at Manhattan Catholic Schools. Some other things going on right now?
Well, yes. We had the National I Give Catholic campaign going on. I'm proud to announce that Manhattan Catholic Schools, led by Ashley O'Haver in our efforts, were fifth in the nation in fundraising. Fifth in the nation.
Wow.
There for a while, we were first until the last couple days, and then donations for other places. But that's a lot of giving. We raised $92,000 for Manhattan Catholic Schools. So our families came out in force. Now, part of that was there were matches. So Manhattan community got a match for up to $1,000 per individual. So I think our families support Manhattan Catholic Schools, and it was validated, and it shows. And I want to thank all of our families and business people out there that donated to I Give Catholic. It shows the support that you have for Catholic education.
Yeah. Well, and was that part of Giving Tuesday then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What a great opportunity that is here. And I think it's a good reminder to have Giving Tuesday where it's at right after the busy holiday shopping season.
Yes.
$92,000 is nothing to snuff at. That's great.
It is not. It is fantastic. We're still, looking at different things, capital improvements at the school. This is going to help out operations and some of the capital improvements that still need to be made.
You guys are in a unique situation. You're kind of almost landlocked out there where you're located. Has there been any discussion of if you expand, what that might look like?
We're kind of tight, and so I don't know if there's any way to expand the facilities. No.
Okay. Well, that's obviously some good news here, and you bring a lot of good news here today for us.
Absolutely. Bishop Vinke was here Tuesday or yesterday to give Mass. He's the Bishop of Salina Diocese. And he said, is there a day where we can come and I can give Mass and come to the classrooms, meet the kids? And so we had the Bishop come down, and he gave Mass yesterday, celebrated Mass with us, visited all the kids in the classrooms. So it was awesome having our Bishop here. So kids really enjoyed him. He's a wonderful man. So we were excited to have him.
Yeah, well, no doubt about that. That's great. And then, obviously the reason for the season is Jesus, and you guys get to embrace that here. What is that like here this time of year?
Well, Advent, is that special time of year. I mean, we have to think about, we try to teach our kids, think about others. And our whole goal is to get our kids to heaven, with support of parents and us. I think we're doing a great job with that. our kids are so knowledgeable about our faith, and it's the bishop was asking a lot of questions, and those kids can snap off the answers. It's so refreshing to see that all the parents and all the teachers' hard work is making an impact on our kids.
Yeah, you know, faith's under attack all around the world. And so knowing that there's kids who are getting that message and going out and spreading their faith, that's got to make you feel good.
It does. It does, for sure.
And Scott Holshoff, principal of Manhattan Catholic Schools, joining us here on In Focus. Well, looking ahead to the new year, anything exciting on the horizon?
Well, we're just trying to get through the end of this year. yeah, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, we had our drama play. It was Alice in Christmasland. Bettina Bowler is our drama teacher, and they did a fantastic job. You know, she finds plays and tweaks them, and it was fun. Then we have the two music programs. We have basketball full-fledged. You know, boys are 3-1. The girls are 2-2. They haven't won a game in 3 years. And so this year, Mr. Brockman's done a good job with them, and it's good to see that success in the athletic realm as well. So, yeah, we're just all the projects we do in special masses, and we just had Immaculate Conception Mass Monday as well. So we had two all-school masses this week. So we're just preparing for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well, if somebody is listening here today and maybe they're not part of the family there at Manhattan Catholic Schools, what would you tell them if they consider maybe bringing their kids out?
Well, our focus is on our faith, but academics are just as important. We have a veteran staff of teachers that are fantastic, not only spiritually, but academically. We like to do well in our athletic ventures, and for the most part we do, but that's not our focus. We have a Scholars Bowl team. We have a full-fledged elective schedule. We started a stream program 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. Patsy Johnson is our stream coordinator now. She's doing a fantastic job. She meets with every classroom teacher and has lessons for science every week or so with the kids, and they're learning fantastic stuff. So we're in great shape. Our enrollment has increased this year. We look to increase it in the future. We started a summer program. We have after-school program. We have child care, although it's full right now. The summer program, we had a waiting list. We will start, when we get back, start preparing for next year. We will have registration for enrollment for next year in February. So February 15th, February for the summer program, we'll get information out to families. That was a very successful program last summer. After we got all our construction done, we started the program. So everything's running very well. So we'll start preparing for enrollment. I cannot believe Christmas is here and we're already doing that. Yeah, this year's gone by so fast. But you know, we're already budgeting for next year. It's part of the administrative tasks. So we're right there. Teachers are going to be preparing when we get back for Fast Bridge Learning testing that we do 3 times a year, and then state assessments. So they're going to be working towards that. We have our accreditation next year for the Salina Diocese, so we're working on our accreditation materials. And so just there's always something, and so you're always busy.
Yeah. That's a year-round job.
It is.
Even though you only go to school 9 months of the year. Well, it's great to see you again, Scott. We hope you have a Merry Christmas. And
you too.
Send our best to all the students out there.
I will. Thanks, Brandon.
All right. That'll do it here for the segment. Stay tuned. We're going to preview a pancake feed coming up next with the Kiwanis members on News Radio KMAN.